Five, four, three, two, one, zero. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Hello and welcome, everyone, to Truth, Beer, and Potsequences.
Yay!
So this is a podcast from my co-host and I. Listen to all the Cincinnati-based craft beer media and podcasts and videos from the previous week. And we get together at a podcast host, and today we are back at Higher Gravity Summit Park. Thank you for being a gracious podcast host. And then what we do is give our version of the truth of how those podcasts went, and hopefully there aren't too many consequences, get it, from the hosts of the other craft beer media and podcasts and such. So far in 2024, so good. I am Marco. I'm a taproom manager here locally. I also brewed beer for several years locally. And that other voice you heard on the back belongs to the best co-host in Podcastlandia.
I'm Julia, and I like to ask the bartenders at Higher Gravity, both North Side and Summit Park, to just make me a random cocktail. I say, what do you like to make right now? And they go, excellent question.
You go over to the randomizer.
And then I make it awkward.
You go over to the randomizer.
And then I'm like that asshole customer that's like, no. I'll drink anything. You go ahead and do something. And they're just standing there staring blankly at the wall of like spirits and tapless going, oh my God, I don't know. Just pick something, please. So my apologies to all the bartenders that I've done that.
Ask for a Boulevardier next time.
Although I will not. I refuse to have Nick pick me something. Because he will mess with me and I will end up with something that he knows that I do not want. But it's the risk that I take. But Nick, I know your game and I'm not playing it.
Wow, okay. Yeah. Wait until he left to talk about him.
Yeah, exactly. I don't want to face the wrath of him the
right
next
here.
Time. Like he was right here. Yeah, and speaking of, happy birthday to Higher Gravity Summit Park.
Hey, happy birthday.
Yeah, it is their first birthday and speaking.
Second birthday.
Yes, I don't know numbers.
Second birthday.
I'm thinking two steps ahead already and I'm already done. And speaking of birthdays, I believe if I have my dates right, when this episode releases, when it posts, happy birthday, Christine.
Hey, happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Hit us up when you're in town and we'll get an Urban Artifact.
Yeah.
It'd be great.
And
it'd
also, it was pretty cool right before the podcast as we were going out to get the equipment. We got to say hi to Bill
from Arizona. Yes.
Although, who's from Cincinnati. He's from Milford.
Mm-hmm. Close enough. It's fine. That's Cincinnati. Yeah.
But he lives in Arizona.
So now, yeah.
Got to meet his wife. And
lovely people. They
lovely,
are such great
lovely people.
People.
All of you, if you don't know who we're talking about, go back to our anniversary podcast.
That was done live at and March 1st.
Live at March 1st.
Yeah. I'll put a link to that episode in the show notes.
Yeah.
They found a snake while walking around the park. They did not.
Don't tell Rachel.
Okay. Rachel, ignore that part. They did not do anything with it other than observe it, as you should do when you're in nature.
Yeah, don't go playing with the snakes.
No.
Actually, don't go playing with the wildlife when you're at a park.
Take only pictures, leave only footprints.
The ducks are free, though.
Yeah, you can take the ducks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's one of the cool things about parks. Free ducks. I wonder if they would do like a library type system where you can just like borrow a duck. Like, can you bring it back? Or once you take it, is it yours?
That is your duck, man.
You are not wrong, sir. Oh,
all
my
right.
God. Well, let's kind of try to rein this back in because we have a lot to talk about this week.
Yeah. So a couple things. All the thoughts and opinions on this podcast are ours and ours alone. They do not reflect any entity which we may be affiliated with, such as full-time jobs, part-time jobs, or Higher Gravity itself. If you want to get at us about something, including sending us money and showering us with luxuries, we will tell you how at the end of the podcast, or you can figure it out by going to the show notes. It's not that hard.
No.
Also, go and listen, follow, subscribe, share, smash buttons and furniture and all that to our sister podcast, Cincy Beer Events. Just a little hint on what it's about. It's about Cincy Beer Events.
What?
I know. It's crazy,
what?
Isn't it?
It's crazy. I never would have guessed.
Currently, it is not on one of the top five results when you search Cincinnati Beer Events. Help us work to make that happen. I think I don't know whether we need to change hashtags or
I need to play around with stuff.
Something, but for all of you who are listening outside of the Cincinnati area, and I know there's a bunch of you. There has to be. I mean, 10,000 downloads, nearly almost or eclipsing. See what I did there?
I did.
Hey now, hey. We'll talk about that probably at some point in time.
In a couple of these episodes,
yeah. Yeah. You know, there have to be out-of-towners that listen to this, and we want to help you make your trip to Cincinnati a little bit easier when you're beer sleuthing.
Mm-hmm.
So Cincy Beer Events, go and follow, share, subscribe, all that stuff. That being said, all of that out of the way, this would not be a good craft beer podcast if we weren't drinking craft beer. We drink other stuff on occasion, but today we have beer.
Yes.
Let's just call it beer.
We're just calling it beer.
And Julia.
Marco.
What are you drinking?
I am drinking the epitome of...
Epitomote?
The epitomote of a classic beverage. This is a fine lager. It is Coors Banquet.
Ah, Coors.
Stubby bottle, like, which is...
It is a stubby bottle.
If it's not in a stubby bottle, it needs to be in, like, the aluminum screw top can. I feel like those are the two most acceptable ways to enjoy this beverage. Just okay. My thoughts and opinions. Mine and mine alone. Yours it's may fine. Vary. But yeah, I mean, it's hitting the spot. It is drinking nice. Exactly the way that it is supposed to be drinking.
When we recorded at BC's, we would have a banquet, mm-hmm. A stovepipe from time to time.
Absolutely we would, yeah. What about you, Mark? You have a fancy glass?
Yeah, they just tapped a new IPA.
Ooh, what is it?
It's called Lunch from Maine Beer Company.
No way.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
How cool would it be if they did a whole, like, kind of series where they have, like, an IPA called Lunch,
mm-hmm.
another one called Dinner,
mm-hmm.
and then they decided to flip the script and had, like, a double that they were calling, like, Breakfast or something.
Right.
God, that'd be amazing.
That'd be crazy.
How is crazy it? Have you tried it yet? Have you had a sip?
I had a sip.
Yeah?
That was good.
Yeah, awesome.
It's really good. Awesome. Very good, actually.
Well, maybe we'll have
to... I can taste the sustainability.
There you go. Well, maybe we'll have to both do lunch after this.
Sure. Cool. I'm down.
All right. I'm always down for some lunch. We have six pieces of craft beer content to talk about this week. I know.
My goodness.
The last, two episodes, we only had two pieces of content.
Wow.
The content creators heard us and they said, nope, can't do it this way. We have got to push some stuff out there so that Julia and Marco have things to talk about. So this may be a longer episode, but I mean, you guys know that our two show recap episodes are over an hour.
Yeah, that happened.
So, with that being said, we will see what we can do to try to make this a sub-3-hour episode. Does that sound right?
Yeah.
So, six pieces of content. Let's see if we are on the same page to make sure that we both listened to and watched the same stuff.
Sure.
Otherwise, it gets awkward when one of us has something and the other one's like, I don't know what that is.
Well, we just make it up anyway.
Don't tell the people that.
Okay.
I mean, they probably know, but yeah, it's kind of our little secret. We have the Jungle Gyms International podcast.
Yes.
Awesome. We have an episode of the Brewery Explorers podcast.
Yes.
Fantastic. We have an episode, we have two episodes of Cincy Brewcast.
A twofer.
A twofer, yeah. Did you get a double? Double. Did you get both of them in?
Oh, yeah.
Awesome. We have an episode of the Barstool Perspective Brew Skies Booze News Brews News.
Yes.
Wonderful. And then we have the Weekly Point.
I was there. Cheers.
Cheers. I was not.
I know. I asked Josh.
Do we want to just start with that as a recap since we're already talking about it? All right.
Sure, let's go.
This is episode 209 of the Weekly Pint, simply titled Totality.
Hey!
Yeah, I wonder what the episode was about, you know? But yeah.
It's about life and totality.
Yep, pretty much. Pretty much existence in general.
Yeah.
So he started this. Again, you were there live, so let me know how the vibe was because I was just watching the recording this morning. He prioritized the weekly pint over showering. He spent a week in the woods with nothing but a quilt on the ground.
A cigar?
Several cigars.
And a giant machete.
You were in charge of picking the beer, it seemed like. He was like, okay, give me some stuff. give me some numbers, pick the beer I'm gonna drink. And I guess you pick like the very farthest back beer in his beer fridge. So he's like, come on, man, now I have to go digging around. I have to try to find this thing, which I thought was great.
And so Rachel was in the room.
Uh-huh.
And she heard that, and she looked at me and goes, yeah, I kind of figured, like, you know.
That is fantastic. I love it. We will say that the beer that was picked, it was a messy pick. It wasn't.
Yeah. So I didn't know that this beer came in that format. I've had that beer several times.
Okay.
It's a classic example of this style that he picked. Mm-hmm.
I knew that. I've never had it, and I don't know what formats I've seen it in, because I don't think I've ever really paid attention. But right, yeah.
I'm not going to say because then
you need to watch. Yeah.
But I was worried, given the style and given the brewery, I was worried if it had any age on it that it might have some diacetyl pronounced.
Mm. Yeah, yeah.
Because even when you get it, when it's a little bit, first of all, obtaining it fresh is
you're still
a
not
relative
getting it
term.
Fresh. Yeah.
And I don't want to give away where it's from or any of this other mess.
Nope.
But I was worried there'd be a little bit more pronounced diacetyl. There's a couple of different styles, or a couple of different, not styles, but specific breweries where that's imparted. And
it's purposeful, right?
History gives them the benefit of allowing it.
Okay. So it's not on purpose, but it's accepted that some of that will probably be present?
Yes.
Okay.
In low amounts.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Very low amounts.
Okay. That makes sense. All right.
But I was worried that was going to be something. He didn't comment at all about that.
It was
about the presentation of the beer where he had a little bit of an issue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So.
That's fine.
Yeah.
It was fun.
We had a giant beach towel right next to him, so.
Yeah.
I guess he was ready for anything at that point.
Oh, good Lord. It was just a little awkward because he kind of stood up to get the beach towel, and it's like, it was wrapped around his waist, and I'm going, oh God. Right. And then he did, but luckily, the mic was right there.
There was
there,
another
so it
beach
was...
towel under it.
I'll tell you what, that guy's prepared, if nothing else. He doesn't know how to run a live show, but he is prepared for, like, all the other aspects of life. If you couldn't guess, the main topic of the show was about the eclipse and his camping trip. He said he got some content. He's going to try to put together a video about the eclipse, but he wasn't entirely sure what the video was going to be about. Like, what theme, I guess you could say, is he going to focus on with the content that he made? Is it just going to be about kind of his own time lapse of the eclipse? Is it going to be about what he was drinking and the cigars he was smoking during the eclipse? Is it going to be about how he felt, you know, just watching the sky as all of a sudden everything goes dark for a moment or two and then back to light, and just we are a speck in the grand scheme of things. So that's going to be really interesting. As we know, he has like a 6 to 8 month lead time on all of his videos.
Right.
So when that comes out, you may have forgotten about the eclipse by then, but I am excited about what we might see from him.
I think
it's going to be very cool.
I just want to know all those people who were very excited about the eclipse,
mm-hmm.
And then want to cast a blind eye to a lot of the important topics that scientists and researchers, you know, want to, you know, scream from the mountaintops, where they can project to the moment when a solar eclipse is going to pass right over you and you're going to be in what percentage of totality,
right,
where
you think
that they're just making shit up. Now, I don't want, I'm going to actually step back down off this soapbox, but just think about that for a minute. There's smart people out there doing a lot of research, and you know, for you to be able to have your solar eclipse glasses and know to go out at exactly 3:01 p.m. to get this much totality. You think they're fucking around with other shit? Like, you think they're making shit up?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Maybe sometimes.
Okay.
There are planets visible during the eclipse, but you pointed out an excellent point. on this.
He said you could see, like, almost all the planets.
But you pointed out, no, there were several missing, including the biggest planets, mm-hmm. Planet Fitness and Planet Hollywood.
Correct.
There was no sign whatsoever. Which, looking back at it, you're right. I did not. There was no inkling of those planets at all where I was watching the eclipse from. So, not all the planets, but most of the planets, I guess would be fair to say.
Right.
Yeah. All right. He also talked about dozens.
And I didn't realize we canceled, Pluto?
That's been years. How did you miss that? It was a big deal. Like, people were pissed. People still are pissed.
Yeah.
About Pluto.
Apparently it's a moon and not a planet.
Yeah. That's no moon. It's a planet. I grew up with it being a planet, therefore it will always be a planet in my heart. Whatever the scientific community wants to say, that's fine.
So when Noah's at a winery and moons somebody, is that a Pluto?
he talked about if he sleeps on the ground or in a cot when he's camping. Like, he has a whole system going on.
Yeah.
Again, like the two beach towels. The guy is prepared for everything except for his shows, be they the podcast or the live show. And then teasers on a few new videos coming up. Which is going to be very exciting.
It'll be a very exciting 2025 when we get to
exactly.
see those.
Exactly. Like I said, 6 to 8 month lead time for those videos. But when they come out, they are always absolutely fantastic. I do have... Those were all the notes that I had. It was a shorter episode.
It's all the notes I had.
I do have a sip count and a multiple choice question, though.
Oh, my goodness. Let's go.
I know. Which would you like first, Marco?
Well, you know I got to go with the sip count.
You got to go with the sip count first?
All right.
He took, and he's kind of back to his old ways, his non-cocktail drinking sip count.
Welcome back, buddy.
There were only two sips.
Yeah, that tracks.
That's 4 ounces. It's a quarter of a pint. I mean...
Yeah, but he had to do a lot of talking.
He did have to do a lot of talking and a lot of cleanup.
If it wasn't for the fact that he wanted to go take a shower quickly,
right? He probably
then I probably would have called in to try to help with a little bit, like stretch the content out a little bit more.
Yeah, but he's just like, guys, I stink. I'm sticky. I have pine cones stuck in my hair.
Well, you know how it is. You know when you can smell yourself.
That's always.
I don't know how that is, but you know how that is.
What are you saying?
Like in general,
not me.
No, not you. Oh, okay. No, absolutely not. Absolutely not.
All right. Are you ready for the multiple choice question for episode 209 of the Weekly Pint?
If I'm not, I better be.
You better be. All right. What will everybody travel for? A, an eclipse.
Mm-hmm.
B, a SpaceX launch.
Okay.
Or C, Hootie and the Blowfish.
Julia is a D.
Oh, good goodness. God, man.
Good. Right. After the eclipse. Check that out. Talk
blocking
about
the sun
an eclipse.
Again. Woo. Blocking the sun and the moon.
Yeah, hold on. Let's do it again. Or is it for a new Costco opening?
Those things are big deals.
That and a Bass Pro Shop,
Probably more Bass Pro than Costco, but they're both. They are both absolutely.
One's a little more scary. It's a lot more camo.
But you don't see it coming.
You can't.
You can't see it. You don't see it.
So much camo.
Right.
I can't see it.
You don't know what's happening. Oh, good Lord. Great episode. Sad that I wasn't there to watch it, but I kind of enjoyed getting my bit of extra sleep, so I'm not overly upset. Next Monday, I will make up for it.
You were there in spirit.
True that. Do you... You doing all right?
Oh, yeah.
You good on yours? All right. Do we want to move on to Jungle Gyms, Brewery Explorers, Bruce Guy's Booze News, or one of the Cincy Brewcasts?
I think we should go Brewery Explorers.
All right, Brewery Explorers. Like you said, to stay on track with Eclipse Talk Season 2.
On track. I see what you did there.
Hey. Stay on the path of the... Yeah, there we go. Season 2, episode 6, if I can say my words. The Path of Total Darkness with Municipal Brewworks co-founder Jim Goodman.
Mm-hmm.
This was a fun episode.
Yeah.
Did you watch it on the YouTubes or did you listen to it on the Podcatcher? Because it's available both ways, if you did not know.
If you did not know. But I listened, actually. Mm-hmm. I didn't watch.
I did watch. There were no, as far as I know, no differences between the podcast and the video. So if you want to see, there weren't any visuals, but if you want to see, you know, kind of the expressions, the... the face-to-face interactions for this. It was all done over either Zoom or some other video conferencing software. It was not a live in-person interview with Jim. Check it out on the YouTubes. Otherwise, pick it up on your favorite podcatcher. This episode, and I'm assuming going forward a couple of their episodes, was sponsored by Line and Tap Draft Line Cleaning Company. So congratulations to them for having a sponsor for the Brewery Explorers podcast.
I love Line and Tap.
We were talking about that, I think, last week a little bit about how you're familiar with them as a company and have used their services and all that, which is absolutely fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
They started the interview with the normal how did you get into craft beer question.
Uh-huh.
Answer was pretty typical of a lot of brewery owners, brewers, that type of thing.
Yeah.
But there were a couple little differences from other people, so not going to spoil it for you, but you probably have a general idea of how does almost everyone get into the brewing industry? That's where Jim got his start as well.
Right.
But still always a great story to hear because everyone has their own ways that they realize craft beer is meaningful enough to them to want to do that as their livelihood. So always fun. Got a brief history of Municipal Brew Works. So if you weren't familiar with how they got started, where they're located, the building that they're in, which is really cool, you get to learn about that as well. Then there was a 20-minute section about how Hamilton has the best water in the world.
I'm not going to disagree with them.
But?
I think there are a lot of other places, not just in the world, but in the contiguous U.S. and mm-hmm. probably non-contiguous U.S. that would like a word.
You can hear how Hamilton may or may not parallel with Mansfield, Ohio, when Hamilton is getting their own carousel.
Nice.
Which is fun. I thought that was... I could see the connections that were being made there.
Mm-hmm.
I've been to Mansfield briefly, not, you know, completely.
When's the last time you're on a carousel?
Oh, gosh. Long time.
Are there any in the Columbus area?
Mmm. Good question. I don't know. I mean, there's the one at the zoo. There's the one downtown on the banks. I don't know if there are any in Columbus. We may have
to. There's one at Kings Island.
There is the one at Kings Island. Yep. There's got to be one up in Columbus somewhere.
Yeah.
I'd be amazed if not.
Let's see if we can find it.
So if you know if there's a carousel somewhere in Columbus, let us know. At us.
Yeah.
At us. Let us know about that. Hamilton was in the path of totality for the April 8th eclipse, which as we're recording that was yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I was in Hamilton for the eclipse. It was absolutely amazing. I was not at Hamilton Brew Works. Pretty much, yeah. Look at me. I was there. It was amazing. I am so great. No. I was like, where can I go that it's not going to be super crowded, so I'm not going to go to a brewery. I'm not going to go to a park. I'm just going to... And ended up finding a wonderful bubble with Lee and Danielle, and Josh and I had a great time. It was super cool.
I know this brewery in Middletown, they got their asses kicked yesterday.
I heard.
I just was at my house. I tried not to. I had a meeting in the morning,
mm-hmm.
and then I tried to
avoid
go home
traffic.
And avoid. I was unsuccessful with not having to go to work, but I went to work, and then I jetted out, and then got home to... You know, witness everything eclipse-ish.
That's very cool.
Yeah. And we weren't in the path of totality, but we were so close
mm-hmm.
that all you saw was the tiniest bit of light, like once it was covering.
Yeah, once it was there.
Just
super
the
cool.
tiniest sliver, and then, you know.
And that was it, yeah.
And that was it.
Municipal brewed an eclipse beer, Path of Totality. It's kind of an alt beer style. They touched a little bit on the Hollow Earth Festival, which is happening April 13th, which if we weren't going to be in freaking Columbus, I would be there because it is such a weird, random, really cool thing. And check our show notes from last week's episode because I put a couple links about the Hollow Earth Fest and the Hollow Earth Theory in general out there. So check that out. Let's see, what are some of the other notes that they had here? They talked about how Dora was a game changer for Municipal and the Hamilton area, and they have some of the most Dora acreage in the state, in the area, if I'm getting that correct.
We could look that up, but this is a huge Dora acreage here too at Summit Park.
Oh, sure, sure, right. It absolutely
is. Very large, large acreage.
Huge.
Huge.
Some could say it is huge. Let's see, what other notes do I have here? They got some updates on the hotel that's buying the building that Municipal is part of, and how the city of Hamilton is actually working very closely with the brewery to ensure that they don't go anywhere.
So the building is being purchased, and they're going to make a hotel, mm-hmm. and part of the agreement is that the brewery has to stay.
Yes, absolutely.
And so then, not only is that old Municipal building, that's why it's called, hey people,
hey.
That's what it's called, Municipal, because they're in a Municipal building.
Hey, if this is your first time hearing about them, they might not know.
Might not.
Might not.
So they are going to turn the rest of that building into hotels.
Yeah.
And so they're going to be in
part of the hotel, basically.
Part of the hotel.
Right.
Like, I don't think there's going to be any sort of inside access, but I don't know.
Right. Yeah, I'm not sure how they're going to.
But the walls and stuff, the building is so old.
They're
sharing walls.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's pretty amazing.
And the last note that I had on this episode was they touched on some of Jim's favorite moments when looking back on the startup and the beginning of Municipal Brew Works, which mm-hmm. that was really cool to
it
see
really
some
cool.
of that. And I will say, if you do watch the YouTube video, Jim's background is like this amazing piece of artwork where he has bottle caps and like these swirl designs all over his wall. I'm sure it took a ton of time. It's probably not finished. Looks amazing, so definitely check that
pretty
out.
Awesome.
I do have a multiple choice question.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
I do. I have one for every episode this week.
Aren't
you happy?
Aren't the listeners happy?
Yay! I know one listener that is very happy about this. Did you have any other notes, though, on this episode before we kind of do the multiple choice and wrap up our talk about Brewery Explorers Season 2, Episode 6, The Path of Total Darkness?
No.
With Municipal Brew Works Company founder Jim Goodman. All right. My multiple choice question is, I guess this would have been in the past. Did Municipal have enough beer for the eclipse? A, of course. B, not a chance. Or C, when they asked that question, Jim just started crying.
Julia, is it D? When you brew an alt beer, there's always enough.
All right.
Especially a galaxy-hopped alt beer. Nobody understands it.
All incredibly good options for this answer. Holy cow. Fantastic. Well, we have another voice at the table. Finally, he is back. Welcome back, Noam.
Back.
Oh, man. You've been gone for too long. You forgot how this all works.
Yeah. It's me, Caroline. It's me, Caroline.
I was going to say, your voice sounds a bit different from last time that we hung out.
Have you purchased my koozies yet for my Stein? Yes.
So, Caroline, what you drinking?
Rheingeist something. Some kind of pale ale. What's it called? Can you see a board anywhere? I'm staring at a wall. I can't see. Yeah. It's a pale ale, an American pale ale.
Surf Hut.
Sounds right. Yep,
from Rheingeist, an American pale ale.
It's an American pale ale. That's what I said.
Yep.
Yep, I said that already from Rheingeist.
But
I just didn't remember Surf Hut.
But Caroline, you didn't mention the ABV, the IBUs, and you did not read off the back of the can. Oh, okay.
I don't have a can.
The history of Rheingeist.
5.4 ABV, 5.4%, and 38 IBUs, which don't matter.
I thought that tasted like 38 IBUs.
38, IBUs. Not 37.
I haven't had it yet.
38.
Okay. All
right. I'll let you know what I think.
I actually haven't had it yet either. I haven't even taken a sip.
Well, get right in. Get in there.
Smell.
Get in there.
Smells a little hoppy.
Gotta snort it.
Smells very tropical.
Yeah.
Been there, done that. It happens sometimes when you get your nose too close to the beer and get a good sniff.
Beer. Good. Good, good. Well, we are...
Probably try that next.
We can probably cover one more show before at least Marco and I need to get fresh beers.
Okay.
So we can do Jungle Jim's International Podcast.
Oh, man, I didn't listen to that one.
We could
What did they talk about? Did they talk about the eclipse?
No,
I'm obsessed.
No, this is
traveling.
This
my thing
was.
Now.
We're only going to touch on the part where they talked to Zachariah from Urban Artifact about their anniversary/fairy ball.
Touch Zachariah.
Okay, let's touch Zachariah. Let's just move on to that, because after that we have both of your Cincy Brewcast episodes. And yep. We have Blue Skies Booze News.
Did they talk about their weed water at all?
No.
Are we allowed to talk about that? I don't know.
I don't know. You tell us. I don't know either. Jungle Jim's International Podcast, episode 132, Fruit Proms and Baseball.
Oh, yeah.
We're not going to talk about the baseball part, but I will say that it started with talking to Yolanda, who is the store manager, Frank's daughter. Everyone's retired except for Frank.
Yeah.
It was a big point of conversation on this. And they talked about her band, Live Your Dream, and their upcoming performances with the Cincinnati Reds. Mm-hmm. So that's how the episode started off. She seems like an absolutely wonderful person. The part that we're going to talk about is Zachariah from Urban Artifact, who came by to talk about the fairy ball in the reliquary. Mm-hmm. That part started about 27 minutes into the episode. So if you want to skip around, this is where you go. He was talking Cappy Snacks, the fairy ball, and I swear to God, he is Gambit from X-Men.
If you watch on YouTube, it's like he had this fucking sweet ass purple Joker suit. It's like, what the
It was
hell?
Like, right. And then just with just his manner of speaking, the mannerisms, it's like, okay, he's either Gambit from X-Men. He even brought up near the end, like maybe Foghorn Leghorn a little bit.
Yeah.
But it was all kinds of just brilliant.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
Usually
to watch.
Mark is the one who's like, God damn, look
he's
at
He's the flashy
yeah,
one.
Yeah, he's
right.
The flashy one.
There were serious Bird Box vibes going on.
Yes, there were.
With his outfit.
Yes.
And
yes.
Holy cow. It was absolutely amazing. There was an hilarious Bruce Springsteen segue right off the bat.
That is funny.
That is incredibly funny. So you need to check this out, if nothing else, for that. And then they jumped kind of right into Urban Artifact's Fruit Prom, or what was the Fruit Prom. It is now the Fairy Ball. Which
Fairy Ball.
If you listen to Cincy Beer Events, you already know that it takes place on April 27th. There will be fresh fruit tarts, bourbon barrel-aged fruit tarts, music. Mark Morrison's going to be there.
Yeah.
It's going to be a whole thing.
DJs.
And even though you don't have to wear a costume, you should probably wear a costume, or at least a whole bunch of absolutely amazing, ridiculous, sparkly accessories.
Why was he wearing a mask?
Well, you see, he was getting ready for the eclipse,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
he was just preparing for not being able to look directly into the sun, because that was...
So you're saying, like, Mark Morrison is kind of like the sun. You can't look
directly
at that jacket.
You shouldn't.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
you shouldn't. Yeah. But yeah, once you see it, you're like, oh... Okay.
And you address him as Mr. Borson.
Oh, always.
Mr. Yeah. Yes, 100%.
Never look him in the eye.
Yeah. Nope, right. Nope. Always look down and try not to even look at his shoes, really. Like, just try not to get any part
you've
of
seen
it
that,
in your...
I think it's Alta Fiber. You seen that Alta Fiber commercial he's in?
What's a commercial? Oh,
I know, right.
I've seen a couple. He was in the Ohio Lottery one. I see it all the time during football. All the time.
Man.
He's very excited about the lottery.
I'll have to keep my eye out for that one. Let's see. Costumes not mandatory, but strongly encouraged. It's going to be judged by the Fruit Queen,
yeah.
who's apparently just going to be wandering around, looking at people and what they're wearing, and just shamelessly judging you. Like, that sucks. That's awesome.
Right.
Got to be Brett, right?
It has to be.
Brett's the Fruit Queen.
It has to be Brett.
Yeah.
I mean, who else?
Yep.
Who else could it be?
Prizes may be involved. They didn't get too in depth on that, but they're like, yeah, there may be
That's a good costume.
Prizes.
Here's a banana.
Exactly.
Right.
You're gonna get fruit. I mean, it's the fairy ball.
That's an okay costume.
Like,
here's
well,
a strawberry.
Right.
I think it's all relative.
Yeah. You look like you might have made an effort. Have a single blueberry.
Your costume is terrible. Here's durian fruit.
Oh.
Ooh, nasty.
Yeah.
Nasty.
And you have to carry it around with you for the rest of the
What if he hands me a peach? What does that mean?
Means,
he likes you. I think.
Keep an eye out for a Jungle Jim's podcast and Radio Artifact collaboration sing-along episode.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That is going to be absolutely fantastic. And again, it was like a few minute segment of the Jungle Jim's podcast. So the only other note that I have is that Mark took a page from Gnome's book and said he'd put a link to tickets in the show notes.
He did do that.
And he did not put a link to the tickets in the show notes.
Yeah. Bravo,
it's a professional
sir.
Move.
It is kind of a pro move. It makes only the people that are really serious about going put in the effort to find out where are we getting the tickets.
Right.
So I mean, okay. I won't fault him for it, but I will call him out for it. Yep. Yes. Do either of you have any other notes on this episode before we get to Marco's favorite part, the multiple choice question?
Oh, God.
No, I don't have anything else. I mean, those are all my notes. I handed you my notes.
You did. I'm actually reading Marco's.
I didn't even listen yet, so yeah.
Well, there you go.
I don't know.
Okay. What will Mark be wearing to the fairy ball? A normal suit, as opposed to what he normally wears. Exactly. B, wings. Or C, nothing but a shit ton of glitter.
Okay.
Ah, Julia is a D.
Oh, Jesus. That bounced.
There you go. Yeah.
Holy crap.
Julia, is he going to be wearing a tiara?
Is he the fairy queen?
You have to show up and find out.
That's a good question.
Ooh, that is. All right, well, let's say, Marco, you're pretty low on your beer. I'm pretty low on mine. Let's take a quick break, and then we'll come back and talk
back.
We'll talk about multiple episodes of Cincy Brewcast and Brew Skies Booze News.
Sounds good.
All right, we'll be right back.
Back! It's the only reason we're getting a hotel room together. You know that, right?
Well, I mean, I figured as much, but I didn't want to, like,
he's just really good at it. He just...
Anyway, welcome back, guys. We're,
Hopefully my life isn't threatened on this trip.
We're not going to be by any cliffs that
safe,
I'm aware of.
As far as
so
I know.
Do you know, is there a carousel anywhere in Columbus?
I don't know that, and why would I get on a carousel?
You'll just have to listen to the first half of the episode that you weren't part of to see why we're asking about carousels.
Yeah.
If there is, Marco's not allowed on it.
No, it's
not
he will get flung off. All right, we have three more podcasts. We have Brew Skies Booze News and two episodes of Cincy Brewcast.
Okay.
So where do we want to...
I didn't listen to Booze News yet.
Okay.
I hate those guys.
They've never done anything to fault me yet.
They brought me a big block of cheese when I was on the show. I love those guys.
I was going to say, cheese. You had cheese.
You guys have never brought me cheese on the show.
No, we haven't.
No.
I think we tried to buy you a beer every now and then. You're always just like, nope.
Nope. I want cheese.
You want cheese?
Big block of cheese. Giant block of cheese. Like, it has to be big, too.
Not like
normal person.
Gyms,
yeah, like Jungle Gyms.
Like cheese.
Like, what are we going to do with all that cheese? Cheese. Well, that's what we need.
What are we going to do all that cheese?
I bring the cheese.
Marco brings the D. Julia brings the cheese.
All right, let's end with Brew Skies Booze News.
Okay.
And we will...
I'll accept that.
We'll dive into all things. I'm going to go into it. Cincinnati Brewcast.
Cheers, everyone.
Cheers, everyone, as you smack into our
beautiful... Marco didn't get his hand out for
very me. Expensive mics. Congratulations on 10 years of...
10 years
Cincinnati
of the gnome.
Craft,
yes.
Well,
10
Cincinnati
years of the
craft
gnome.
Beer.
And even that's debatable, because the blog didn't officially launch until May, I think.
Close enough.
It's not really 10 years of anything.
Well, fine. You're just a liar in all things.
I was going to say, we're
like, you know what?
10 years of me sitting at the bar and be like, you know what would be fun? I'm going to make this.
I'm going to do this. Yeah. So Volume 10, Episode 1 was titled 10 Years? So I guess, you know, that's fair there. Whoa, that's gnarly.
It is gnarly.
Which is fantastic. And you started, well, I say you. You, Mike, it's the global you when we're talking about kind of the beginning of it, so hopefully that translates to the listeners. Cincy Brewcast started with every episode being live, which because I started listening, I should clarify that, not every episode.
Okay. The first two or three episodes were not live.
We're not live, okay.
But then after that, once we figured out, oh, wait, we can do this live and people will be on there and talk to us.
How often did you have, like, either call-ins or that live interaction?
We didn't have call-ins at that point. We had chat.
Chat
all the time.
And all that. Okay.
Yeah. Sometimes we would have Angie Cisneros would sit in, and she would monitor the chat on all the different platforms and then send us questions as they came in. But usually we had to just jump up during the show and then go look at it.
Nice.
See if anybody said anything.
So you went live on on just Twitter at like 10 o'clock on mm-hmm. Wednesday for this, which I felt bad because you were like, oh, you know, I'm going live. I'm doing this. And Mark and I were both texting each other going, I didn't get a notification. Did you get a notification?
Nope, don't get a notification. I wanted to just see kind of how the platform worked and stuff.
But in Twitter, there is an option to have a notification for, I guess, when things post from someone. But mm-hmm. I guess it doesn't do the same thing if someone goes
don't
live.
Don't know anything about it.
Very interesting. You were drinking Cappy Snacks. You gave a little bit of history on Urban Artifact, and you were pretty, I don't want to say you were dead set that you weren't going to like Cappy Snacks.
I was dead set that I was not going to like Cappy Snacks. I was going to be polite to Cappy Snacks, mm-hmm. but I was not going to like it.
Like, okay, I can see where this fits into the sphere. Yep. It's just not my thing. And now how many six packs are in your fridge?
There's only partial six pack in my fridge right now, mm-hmm. But this weekend while we were camping and eclipsing and all of that stuff, I think I probably drank five of them.
Like, I'm drinking a lot of Cappy Snacks.
Yeah. I'm curious to see what the next Cappy Snack is.
Cappy Snacks and Sunshine Punch.
Same idea. Yep. Yeah. I thought it was going to be terrible.
I was looking forward to a video about that. Yeah. Just a bottle.
Then I drank
gone.
The whole thing.
All right. I am getting like so just all over the place with this. To go back to Cincy Brewcast and the Gnarly Gnome blog, which is what you talked about in Volume 10, Episode 1, the blog started with the idea, and correct me if I'm wrong on this is just how I interpreted mm-hmm. it, with the idea of being more anonymous about what was being out there, because it was I don't want people to look at it as...
It wasn't me.
I'm
it was
saying
never me.
This, it's this character or this, you know... disembodied voice.
It was never big at the beginning. It wasn't like big like blog posts where I'm telling you how I feel about things. It was like these short little, almost like tweets. Like when I go back and start reading, so like it was like these like short, like they were a little longer than tweets, but like not very long at all. Like a paragraph of this is happening here. Here's what to expect. It's exciting. Go there. Now there was no like actual like my thoughts about that at all. Mm. That didn't happen for probably a year before that started kind of become a thing.
Okay. All right. So
it wasn't me. It was the gnome.
It was just the gnome. And you did talk about how the Gnarly Gnome kind of character came to be mm-hmm. and how that developed into what we now know as your craft beer empire. Right. You did read your first article.
I did.
Out loud.
First-ish,
which was a beautiful haiku about Cincinnati craft beer, and I actually have it here that I was going to kind of
therefore
read
therefore I am a drinker, something like that.
Well, haiku, so not entirely.
Yeah.
So what you read out, which I'm going to, hopefully I will do your haiku justice
I'm ready
here.
To hear it.
In Charles Barkley voice?
No.
Oh, okay.
We covered that in the beginning. It is not. How did you describe my Charles Barkley impression?
How did I describe it?
You went, oh, that's cute.
Yeah.
No, he almost spits his beer out. It's like, yeah, so no, we're not, there's no repeat of that. This is my reading of your first article on the Gnarly Gnome.
Okay, well, hold on. Let's get an intro. Okay, everyone. This is what we like to call Julia Reads.
I can't snap. I need some poetry snaps.
Cincinnati beer. A gnome loves to drink this stuff. Keep my tab open.
That's pretty close.
Beautiful.
That's pretty close to what I wrote. Yeah.
Beautiful.
Love it.
You talked a bit about the moment.
So you hold my card, right?
maybe like we'll get the first Monday of every month, we'll get Haiku Monday from the gnome from here on out.
That's how the Weekly Pint needs to open. Like you have like the intro music and then it kind of fades to silence and then you just get like the little snaps. You talked about the moment that you met Mike and how everything just kind of was this almost perfect storm of you're trying to do your thing.
That's a good
he's
like
wanting to.
It's a good example too of kind of that time frame of it was right about that time that I decided that there needed to be more of my personality in the things that I was writing, mainly because there were other asshats around town that were
shout
too,
out to the asshats.
they were too loud, and I didn't like that. And we needed something else that drowned them out. So I was kind of starting to be deeper into the things I was writing, and so if it had been 4 months before that, and I had met somebody at a bar. And they asked me, oh, how do you know so much about Cincinnati beer? Like, I drink a lot. That's an answer I use a lot now.
Sure,
I just drink a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
But with him, he how do you know about that? Well, I do this thing. I do a blog. And he, really? What, tell me about it. And that was how it all kind of kicked off then. So yeah. Just different answer to a person sitting at a bar, and my entire life will be different right now.
When you started the blog, you gave a couple stats on, I don't say the state of Cincinnati craft beer, but there were only about 19 breweries.
Which is a good number of breweries.
Sure,
absolutely.
There were only two tap rooms, which were BJ's tap rooms.
Yeah.
And the state of some of the places that were open, so Rivertown was in Lachlan, mm-hmm. was like, I think, the biggest one.
Yeah. It was still Rivertown with Randy and Jason. It was still like old school Rivertown.
Like the actual originating Rivertown.
They were just hitting that point where they started to really kind of start expanding and start kind of exploding and then tearing themselves apart.
Yeah. Then you went over some of the breweries that were around when you started. Mm-hmm. I'll say just the blog, because the podcast came slightly after the 10 years that you're talking about here. Even though the podcast is tied incredibly close into all of that.
Yeah.
The number of breweries from that original 19 that are no longer here.
Yeah.
And how some of that changed, which it was a staggering number, but the ratio of we started with this and now, like within that first like year or two, we dropped X number.
Well, we didn't.
That was a weird word.
When you word it that way, it seems like things dropped off.
Right.
Things exploded.
No, right. But out of those original 19 breweries, these are the ones that, for whatever reason, a multitude of reasons. Let's see. Some of the biggest struggles that you had were getting information from some of the places actually put out in a timely fashion, like, oh, hey, yeah, by the way, 3 months ago we released this new beer, and you're like,
I
can write about it now, but everyone, like, it's already a thing. I struggle with that
more now than I did then, because now, like, if I'm going to write about something, I got to do it my way and do it the right way. Mm-hmm. But if I want this website to be like this repository of all this stuff, it just has to be on there somehow.
Right.
I can't just throw it on there and have it meaningless. Like, it has to be something that means something to read it, you know?
It has to be accurate, otherwise...
Well, not even the accuracy. Just it has to be... It's got to be fun to read. It has to go deeper than just this beer was released.
Only had a couple other notes on this episode. You talked about the future of the blog and the podcast. Some of the things you have thought about either expanding into or how you want to keep things going on the same trajectory that they currently are. I know you brought up the potential for, you know, guest authors on the blog and ways to expand it to where, I mean, you are not getting any less busy as the days go by, but how can you continue to keep both the blog and the podcast relevance, not the right word, but
it's
keep fresh content coming into both of them on
here's the thing too, that like it's dirty to talk about, nobody wants to talk about it, but the blog makes money. Like it's a money generator for me and for my life.
Mm-hmm.
So the more content you can put on the blog, and the more content that is not necessarily the content that is the 1500 word post about why Dark Charge Day was great, you know, like
that's
not doing anything for me, but the other stuff that is needs to exist and keep building, keep growing, so that this whole thing can keep growing, so I can spend more time writing a 1500 word post about why it's really cool that the West Side finally has food in their town. That's what we want to write, but in order to write that, other stuff has to exist within that too, so that it can all become this kind of symbiotic ball of blogging happiness. And so
A big ball of craft beer.
You got to figure out ways to make more content. Always,
right. Sure.
Just keep making more content and better content and content that people want to consume.
Marco, I feel like I've kind of like sort of steamrolled a lot of this talk. Do you have? I didn't have any other notes. So did you have anything else on Volume 10, Episode 1, and just the 10 years of Noam and Mike and everyone that made this whole. But I want to make sure that you got an opportunity to say anything you wanted to say, since I didn't let you talk at all.
That's the way it should be.
Well, then, Marco, Are you ready for my multiple choice question on this episode? He just crestfallen. He's just like, oh my God, I got to figure this one out again.
Let's go.
All right. This is a fun one. That's what she said. What did Mad Tree almost wrap their grain silo with? A, just the logo. B, a giant arrow pointing down to where the tap room is. Or C, gnome's face.
Julia, or is it D?
Oh, good God. I'm a little speechless.
This is a me, Chob Buckley face. I don't know if you saw over the weekend. I have a giant blimp. And the Mad Tree was going to put my face on the silo, but now I got a giant blimp. And by the way, the eclipse was mid.
Do we need to get refills on stuff before we move on to Volume 10, Episode 2 of Cincy Brewcast?
We probably should, yeah.
All right.
Okay.
We should.
Quick break. I say quick break. It's going to be another 30 minutes, but we'll be...
See you guys tomorrow.
Right back.
Okay, bye.
Cincy Brewcast, Volume 10, Episode 2, Oakley Beer Fest 2, The Beer Fest Strikes Back!
Back!
Oh, you were so close.
I thought it was when your hand came down. I don't understand any of this.
You've been away for a while.
I'm still here. I'm always around.
This is true. I don't go anywhere. In spirit, you are always with us.
What are you talking about? You went somewhere.
No, I'm still in Cincinnati. I'm just always right here.
Just not always in Higher Gravity Summit Park.
True.
It's fine. You had Bill from Bacchus Entertainment and Jack, who you couldn't remember his name, which was a little awkward, but that's okay. It's fine. Who, and correct me if I have this wrong, he runs the bar and buys the beer at Element Eatery.
That's right.
Perfect.
Bar guy.
Fanta. He is the bar guy.
Really nice guy. We had a really long conversation after the show, too. He's a good guy.
He seemed like a good guy just from the podcast, which, you know, gives you a, what, hour-long view into.
And also a 100% accurate depiction of really anybody if you watch someone for an hour on a podcast.
Sure.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's very
true. Gives you a great picture
all
of them.
All you need is an hour. That's it. You know everything about the person.
That's it.
We got a little bit of the history of how the Oakley Beer Fest came to be and how it is no longer in Oakley, but it's just a stone's throw from Oakley or a beer can's throw from Oakley for the second Oakley Beer Fest. You talked about how it is going to be, well, I say you, it, the three of you guys talked about how it's going to be more than just beer there. There's going to be spirits.
Oh, yeah.
There's
I wonder
going
where that
to
idea
be,
came from.
probably a genius in the beer community world. So there's going to be more than just beer at the Oakley Beer Fest. There's going to be alcoholic and non-alcoholic. Alcoholic and non-alcoholic beverages. They're going to be carbonated and non-carbonated beverages.
Oh, yeah.
I'm kind of curious to try the funny water.
There's going to be...
Funny like haha.
There's going to be weeded and non-weeded waters.
That's right.
Or beverages at...
Got your weed, got your carbonation, got it all.
It's going to be fantastic. You also talked a bit about the food at Element in Element. Good freaking Lord, I give up. The food at Element Eatery.
It's alliteration in a way.
A little. Wow. Wow.
How much alliteration?
Too much alliteration. I don't even know what's happening anymore. You can find pretty much anything that you're looking for as far as food goes at Element, which I haven't been to Element Eatery yet.
Oh, it's great.
I haven't either.
I need to. I absolutely
need to. It is really great.
I'm hoping to get there.
Yes. Yes. Maybe within the next month or so we can take a trip down there.
That sounds like a good idea.
I think that sounds fantastic.
Marco won tickets.
We weren't going to...
I wasn't going to say that.
You won the tickets. I mean, it was on Twitter. People can see it.
He was doing something. He kind of looks at me and he goes... I won the ticket. Like, really, like almost said, I'm like, that's awesome. And he was like, people are going to think this is rigged. I'm like,
it wasn't rigged. You can
like,
see it. He
right,
was the
no,
first
no.
one to comment.
I'm like, the only reason that I didn't send anything is I'm like, by the time I listen, I'm like, ah, someone's probably already commented.
It's the first one.
But I mean, I have it written down up here what the answer was.
Well, that's what I was waiting for because, like, the gnomies, which Marco is not a gnomie, Marco is an outsider.
Right.
They got the show before everybody else.
Right.
Any one of them could have easily commented first.
And I got about halfway through, and then I realized that the upload for the podcast wasn't working right. And I'm like, Thanks for sending a message and let me know, by the way. You were out of town and doing your family stuff.
Still got to make the podcast work. You got to let me know.
So I'm like, well, I'm not going to listen to the whole thing until I know that Marco can listen to it because we. I failed you. I'm sorry.
That's great.
Well, you know.
An outsider won. It's fine.
I'm the asshole. It's fine.
You got four tickets. Maybe he'll...
maybe Mark will invite me along. Who knows?
Maybe.
So Element Eatery is part of the RJ Distillery family.
That's what I call them. I don't think anybody else does.
It's Robert James Distillery.
Yeah.
But
I kept calling it the family, and he kept looking at me funny. And I don't think we're supposed to call it the family. But it's a lot of weird spots. It's a lot of weird things within them.
The RJ Distillery...
Empire
conglomerate, like what? Right. What else would you? If it's a group, I would just say, you know, the family of brands or the family of whatever. So I think the word family,
family sounds friendly.
And they're not friendly.
No, they are. They're great. I mean, I've never been to the distillery. I don't actually know where the distillery is.
Do they still
is.
There?
not there. So, not there. They don't.
Just checking. Just asking the question that our listeners are going to be asking. Like, it's do a great they question. Do this?
At some point, we will have RJ Distillery family on the show, and we will talk about all of that at some point.
Nice. So for the Oakley Beer Fest, they're trying to bring in more... Very similar to Beer, Booze, and Bunks, more special beers and not just, hey, here are these breweries and their core beers that you always drink. Oh, absolutely.
Did you guys look at the full list?
I did.
What did you guys think?
I like it.
I did not.
I still feel like there are too many core beers. You know what I mean? Like, it's one of those, it's not as varied as I was expecting from listening to the episode. But I mean, again, I'm going, yeah, I drink that. I wouldn't be upset going there and having... Right, exactly. All of the beverages sound fantastic. Even some that I'm going, ooh, I've always wanted to try this, but I'm not going to just buy a bottle of whatever the spirit or whatever that is because it's not available in, as Marco and I were talking earlier, like an 8-ounce can, which would be the perfect size for some of these products. So I thought that'd look good. I mean,
how
again,
cool would that be, like, if you got, like... 5 breweries together and they all package a bunch of little tiny cans and they make
a little
beer fest pack where you
that would be absolutely amazing.
You know, 2 or 3 friends get together and you split all these little tiny cans and little samples. Oh, it'd be fun.
Right. Like I feel like the beer list wasn't as full of those, you know, the air quotes, the special beers like what you do at Beer, Booze, and Bongs. But it wasn't every single beer is something that is always on tap at every single one of these locations. I mean, I'll use Westside as the example. I believe it's going to be their Shandy and their Dippa.
Well, we haven't talked about Westside yet.
We haven't talked about Westside yet, so I had to find a way to bring it into the conversation.
Obligated.
Absolutely.
I don't know how they haven't sponsored
us yet.
Going to the Westside example, though, like it's hard to say no to having Dippa at a beer festival,
depending on what
the purpose of your beer festival is, because Dippa's... It's such an incredible beer.
It's an amazing beer.
But then you have to be able to couple it up with something else that that balances out the normalcy of Dippa at this point.
And I think that their Shandy does a good job of that.
I mean,
they have it.
It's a bad one.
I think they don't. It's not year round. It is, you know, that spring through summer, late fall kind of thing.
Nobody wants to go to a beer festival and drink a Shandy. It's not a thing.
But did you think that people would want to go to Beer, Booze, and Bonks and drink an orange creamsicle?
Yes.
Okay.
I did. Like, it's very different. They haven't tried it. I'm not going to put, if it was like Jack Daniel's orange,
they
that's
just
not going to be there. Because it doesn't
tried
make sense.
It yet.
Because it's too mainstream. Sunshine Punch, nobody had tried it.
That's true.
Every person that walked into that beer festival... It was the first time they'd ever seen Sunshine Punch.
This
it was the first
true.
Time they'd tried it. Like, it was important to have that there because it's so freaking good.
So what about something, I guess you could use that for anything. I was going to say use floral as another example.
You have people
that would never really try that outside of a beer fest and outside of
Really, really strange balance of normalcy. Mm-hmm. Little Kings should be there. But everybody's had Little Kings.
Right, exactly.
So you've got to balance it out with something else.
Potentially. Looking at the two. Well,
that was a battle at Beer, Booze, and Bonks. They wanted to bring Hootie. I love Hootie, But if I'm bringing Little Kings, I can't bring Hootie. I need something else that makes sense to sit next to Little Kings. It can't be Little Kings and Hootie.
Is it the most like special and you're going to be able to try things that you've never had before?
Yeah.
Not necessarily, but I feel that it was
at
least balanced as far as, you know, the style, stuff like that.
Not arguing with you about that.
Sure, right. No, it's fine. I mean, you can argue with me. It's fine.
But it's no beer, booze, and bongs.
No, it absolutely is not.
The amount of time that it takes to curate an actual list for a beer festival, if you're doing it the right way,
is
stupid. And it doesn't make sense for anybody.
Have you started on beer, booze, and bongs this year?
Sort of.
Tied to the, you know, trying to bring special beers into the beer fest, do not worry. There will be plenty of Bud Light and Cincy Light at Oakley Beer Fest.
Oh, good.
Yep, because I know people were concerned about that. Have no fear. It will be there.
That's what people want to spend their
beer tickets on?
They're
not going to have tickets.
They don't get
tickets. Other than beer and food, there's also going to be a Steinholding competition with some amazing sounding prizes.
Makes perfect sense. Yeah. Makes perfect sense.
There will be a cigar social area.
I like that.
Which I know that's right down your alley.
Yeah.
There are going to be some vendors.
What beer festival is done?
There's going to be a dog Eclipse, competition. Eclipse cigar brand.
No Eclipse cigars.
What Eclipse cigar did you have?
I had a bunch of cigars. All the cigars. A
couple of brands.
During the Eclipse, what was I smoking? I think it was, I'd have to go back and look. It's on video. Don't know.
You don't have a spreadsheet?
Nope.
Caroline?
I kind of do. It's actually not true. I do. But I haven't updated it since then. I have to go back
and
say when it was smoking.
Julia, Cigar Lounge?
Yeah, you know, I have the Ocho Cinco, his 85. Yeah, all the time.
Do you beer or bourbon?
Both.
There you go.
Root beer with cigars?
Ooh.
Oh, it's good.
Do you dip the cigar in the root
beer? Nope, nope.
Sometimes.
I don't dip it in anything.
Competition begets quality was a thread of the conversation that started in the what are people going to be bringing, how to get like these special beers or things that people don't often get when they go out to a brewery.
I don't feel like I said that.
No, you didn't say that. I believe that was Bill that was talking mostly about.
Bill.
Oh, my God.
Why is Marco shouting about beer?
Or is it Bill?
It was Bill.
Oh.
Billy the Bacchus guy. I don't know. I was trying to find a way to like make that. And it just.
Billy the Bacchus guy.
It took a little bit too long. They talked about having baby bottles of booze, which I know how that was meant, but I'm picturing like actual baby bottles, which spawned a topic.
Reminds me of my childhood.
We need more 8-ounce cans of
with
some
nipples
of these
on them.
Bigger beers.
Yeah.
With nipples on them. Yeah absolutely. Because everyone loves nipples.
Everybody needs more nipples. I could use about 10 of them. Just all over.
Cat.
How many nipples do cats have?
Like 8.
8?
Yeah.
Does somebody have 10? Like pigs? Pigs have 10?
Probably.
Somebody's got to have 10.
Probably.
So got in the car a couple days ago.
Yeah. Found some nipples?
Turned on the car. All the Alicia and Vincent jumped in the car.
Mm-hmm.
Turned on the car. Plugged my phone in. And as soon as I turned the car on, they hear, "What is the correct number of titties?"
Did they answer?
And Alicia goes, "What?"
That's just Joya. Don't worry about it. It's just Joya. Don't worry about it.
I hit the pause button. And I said, "Yeah, that's nothing. Don't worry about that."
Are there going to be any more chances to win more tickets for?
Oh, we're talking about podcasts.
Yes,
yes, I think so. Okay. I have to double check how many tickets I've got to give away, but yeah, there'll be at least one more opportunity.
But I will say for certain,
I won.
Find
four.
Out.
Yeah, Marco's got four.
Find out how you have an opportunity to win an upgrade from regular tickets to a VIP table by listening to this episode. It will only happen at the beer fest.
Yeah, you got
to
be at the beer fest.
According to what is going on. And, as you said a little earlier, check out CincyBeerWeek.com.
Yep, it's a thing.
Sign up for the newsletter. Follow the social media pages. It is going to be
share it
amazing.
With your friends.
It is going to be absolutely amazing.
We don't know that yet.
I'm speaking it into existence. I'm speaking that, October 8th? No, 4th through 13th?
Sounds right.
Yeah.
Sure, we'll go with that.
It's more than a week.
In October, because it is
like happy hour.
Yeah, it's more than an hour. And Go to Oakley Beer Fest. It is on Saturday, May the 18th. Get your tickets at cincyticket.com.
And if you see the gnome, buy him a beer.
Buy him
yes, always.
And with you your non-existent anywhere. Beer ticket.
And yes. If you see Julie and I, do the same. Buy us a beer.
Buy us a beer.
And a cigar. And show them how many nipples you have.
Yes. Show us your nipples. Yeah. Hashtag, no.
In reverse yeah. order.
No, that's a good one. Show me your nipples.
Show me nipples. All right. Well, Noam, did you have anything else you wanted to say about Oakley Beer Fest or this episode?
Is that a good way to buy tickets? Ask everybody to show me your nipples, and whoever has the most nipples gets tickets. <'Cause
laughs> you are going to get some...
Sounds like a fun Twitter thing that we could do.
You're going to get some really weird DMs, that's all I'm saying. Marco, did sounds you have funny. Any other notes on
it's
this
not
episode?
A thing. Don't do that. You're not going to win tickets.
No.
I mean,
you might just get publicly ridiculed.
You can still do it, but you're not going
to
win tickets.
No, at this time of the evening, we need to just move on.
Hashtag nipples.
Well, before we move on, I do have a multiple choice question for this episode.
Oh.
Of course I do. I said I had one for every episode this week because I haven't had one for a bit. How does Gnome's wife present bad news to him?
Yeah.
Is it A, she gives him cheese first? Is it B, she asks about a random local brewery first? Or is it C, she sends the kids in to tell him the bad news?
Or is it D,
oh,
she brings the nipples? That was two nipples hitting the table for anybody that...
Nope, not going to finish the question. I do not want to know.
My wife's going to be mad at that one. She doesn't listen to shows.
I was just going to say, does she listen to our show? That's
she doesn't
awesome.
Listen to podcasts, I don't think, at all.
Oh, well, she should she listens listen to like ours at
weird
least.
Weird books about fairies and stuff.
We have one podcast left to cover. Or one,
what?
One piece of
I thought we were done.
No, we have...
All right.
We have the cream of the crop.
That's saying a lot.
We have Bruce Guy's Booze News.
Oh, God.
We have Brett and Mike
Let's go.
All of their glory to talk about to close out this episode. This was the episode that was posted to YouTube on April 8th, Eclipse Day 2024, the backlash over bad beer names.
I was busy marveling at the wonders of the universe.
Here they are talking about Booze News. While everyone else is staring into the sun and burning their retinas out.
Yeah.
I looked at the sun.
Except it wasn't live.
It was like, hey, can I... Oh, I probably shouldn't do that.
It was recorded, so...
A new celebrity spirit is on the way, and Mike is stoked about it. He loves his celebrity liquor, but it's not really new. It's
Brett
kind
Booze,
of a re...
Brett Booze is coming.
Brett Booze is
Brett Booze.
On
is
the way.
Back! I'd buy it.
Which is funny because once they started talking about this, I'm like, wait a second, this sounds really familiar. Jamie Foxx is bringing back.
Back.
Oh, your face is full of beer.
I got beer in my mouth. Back. You guys always mess this thing up.
I do. His brown sugar bourbon.
Sounds good.
Which I brought a bottle of that to the Shift Beers live episode at Fretboard because they had talked about it. And I found it. Because when they mentioned it, I'm like, that's a thing already.
Did I drink that?
Probably. You don't remember much
about
that night, probably. It actually was. It was incredibly, brown sugar bourbon. It's going to be incredibly
sweet.
Brown
sugar
bourbon.
But yeah, because I brought it, I kept it in a brown paper bag, and they're like, hey, Joy, pick up something out of the cooler. And I'm like,
out of a brown paper bag.
This is what I have. And they're going, oh, shit, what did she bring? And I'm like, it's the brown sugar bourbon. Apparently, it disappeared for a while, but now it is
back. And jeez, guys,
so close.
Hand signals.
Sorry, not saying it.
And Mike, Kevin James is bringing bathtub gin.
Back.
What?
Back.
Back.
What?
What?
I just made that shit up.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, there you go.
I have to explain to people when I'm like joking and not joking. I don't like this. I don't want to go behind the curtain. I'm just going to not explain anything anymore.
All right. Here's the new rule. If you're making a joke and I need to not question it, smash your beer can with
your
titty.
Boob. With my titty.
Yeah. There you go. Got yes, it. That's...
Oh, boob. Sorry. Apologize.
That's fine.
Smash it with your breast.
Breasticle.
Thank you.
Oh, my God. Beer may be saved according to the Beer Purchasers Index. That downward trend may have finally plateaued or cratered out. I don't know
how you want to
do it. Maybe there's a chance.
Exactly. There maybe might be a chance that beer is okay.
It's never changed. There were probably just so many people that were drinking beer that didn't like beer. It's always been the same. Mm-hmm. Same people always have liked beer that did like beer, that do like beer, that will like beer. It's the same people. Just
sure.
People got confused because you started tricking them with like fruit and things like that. And it's ridiculous.
You're saying that Brett's tricking people?
Yes.
Okay. That's fair.
He's not making beer except for Cappy Snacks.
Except, God, it's so good.
It's the only beer they make.
Well, isn't there
don't we have the
more experimental?
Banana beer?
Like, yeah, the lager and the IPA.
That is not a beer.
Okay.
It's all bananas. Okay. That's okay. Not a beer.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair. Let's see. You can find out in this episode what California wine drinkers think is cool and it's not cool.
California.
They're drinking wine now.
Speaking of the OC, started watching it again.
Yeah?
Freaking love that show.
I've never seen it.
It's so good.
I've never
watched it. I love it so much.
I've never watched it.
Oh, man,
I'm rewatching good. Twin Peaks again. I'm back to season 3, The Return. Yeah.
Never watched that one. I know about Twin Peaks.
It is
good for smashing cans.
and for 28 degree beers?
Is it 28 degree beers?
It's like 28. Like they have a little thing on the wall.
Right.
Like a LED sign that changes.
With the temperature?
Yeah. Supposedly. That's the article right there.
So we need to go up.
That's the article.
Is this accurate? Is it just a sign that just changes?
You're going to sit outside for 24 hours and watch the sign?
I'm going to trace how is the sign actually reading something or is it just the numbers change every
couple. So let's go to Twin Peaks and get some way too cold beer and then get some elk sushi afterwards. All right, okay. so we're picking up our stuff.
We're heading out. See everybody.
Marco, get the board.
All right, again.
We're not there.
No.
It was a joke.
You explained the joke.
It's not shuffled. On the way to Columbus.
No.
Is there one in Columbus?
There might be one on the way to Columbus.
Maybe.
There's no El Sushi.
Is there a carousel in Columbus? That's the true question.
Actually, all of it's on the way to Columbus. It's Westchester. You go that way.
You could. Yeah, you could. But then you still have to cut way over.
Depends where you're leaving.
Exactly.
Depends where you're leaving from.
Right, right. We still have some logistics to discuss after this.
From my house, it's all on the way.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
Let's see. There are 27,000 empty tap handles just sitting out there in bars waiting to be filled.
What?
Yeah. I'm just repeating what Brett and Mike are telling us. The accuracy of these statements, I cannot attest for.
I can see as a professional podcaster in me going, but anyway, I could see depending on the time of year the survey was taken, there are several places that are set up to have, taps, that are in.
So they've got some kind of like mobile tap system that's wheeled into a back corner because in the summer they bring it out on their patio?
No. Well, on the patio, you have taps on the patio and they're closed for the winter. Mm-hmm. So let's say you have 12 or 20 taps on the patio. They're not
open. Right.
Is
that
open.
What they're talking about?
And then you have standard taps that are, say, inside the main tap room or the main bar. Mm-hmm. I don't think those are going empty. If you have 20, I think you have 20 offerings.
Yeah.
Like I don't know I don't really understand what he's talking about. Like seasonal taps close down seasonally.
Right. And that wasn't gone into in any depth.
Any more details?
Is this something that it's permanent taps that are sitting empty, or is it like you said, you know, the outdoor bars that are only open during summer months, that kind of thing? But they are saying that there's a good chance that these empty taps are going to be filled with things such as non-alcoholic beverages, wine, RTDs,
not gonna happen.
Teas, and THC/CBD.
Not going to happen.
Products.
By the way, if you want to put wine on tap,
that's cans.
If you want to put wine on tap, you have to change your whole, you have to change those tap lines. Gas system.
Okay.
Because you can't push wine with CO2.
You can.
It's not going to be. It's not going to be good after a while. You're going to end up carbonating the wine. Exploring alternative options, but he's not understanding.
Or that could have just been my truth.
She did. Oh, jeez.
Yeah. I even had the little laughy face next to me, like, I'm going to make a joke about this one.
Well, you can watch the episode inside of yourself.
Exactly. Speaking of fizzy drinks and stuff like that, Liquid Death now has their flavored sparkling waters and their teas in a variety pack on Amazon, so you can actually try everything.
In 12 ounces, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You can actually try all the flavors instead of buying like a 12 pack of one flavor. Yeah.
It's fine.
Shit's good. Fine.
It's good.
Let's see. What did they talk about next? THC beverages should taste like whatever kids like. Make them kid-friendly.
Okay.
I think the biggest takeaway...
It's more about, like, the sugars.
Can't wait to listen to this episode tonight.
Oh, it's
I think the biggest takeaway is it shouldn't taste like weed.
Yes, it should. It should smell like weed. It should taste like weed. Weed should be a big part of it.
And
yeah,
and they,
I can't fault that, yeah.
They harken back to an episode that you had talked about months and months ago, bringing up the fact that Hemper... used to be around.
Yeah.
And I remember Hemper. As a matter of fact, I commented on your whatever platform it was that you were doing. I was like, no, it was Hemper, the one that, you know, smelled and tasted like
made the whole room smell of weed.
Yeah.
I had the one from Rivertown.
High.
Yeah. Opened that up, the entire goddamn house smelled like weed. I'm like, oh shit.
I'll never forget that weekend. God, yeah. I stopped at I recorded a show at Rivertown when they released it, and then took a bunch back with me because we were going camping that weekend.
Back.
And I won't name who. Shout out to my brother-in-law, but I was in like our little shelter we had built because it was going to rain, and I cracked one open, and he was like way across like the yard, like way away. And he, what is that? What are you doing over there? What is that? And man, he came running.
I'm so excited.
I've never heard of him. What is that? Like, man, it's a beer. It's not real. It's not. He's like, oh.
He runs up. He's like, no, I am so happy for you. I'm so excited.
You could get more firewood. It's dirty, man. And then he left. So remember it.
Yeah, there you go.
It's half true.
It's our truth, right?
I got some... easily from somewhere. Some Rivertown High.
I know. Oh, that's okay. What I was like.
It's really easy to get now. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, some Rivertown High. And then I was working with somebody and they're like, oh, I'd love to have some of that. And so I wound up going to Root Cellar and picking up a few cans.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that was basically, I mean, the last we ever saw of it.
Yeah.
It was gone.
Yeah.
Do you still have some in your refrigerator somewhere?
Maybe,
yeah. So next weekly pint, yes. We need to pick 2, 6, and 8, like as far back in the fridge as humanly possible.
No, let's forget the weekly pint. This weekend, everybody brings one beer.
Okay.
That has been in their cellar way too long.
You guys are getting...
You are not going to be happy with this.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. That's what I'm thinking. Yep. Apple cinnamon vibe.
You are
no, don't.
Not.
You're not supposed to tell us what it is.
Okay. I'll find something else.
Oh, sir, you are not going to be happy.
In fact, if it's a sticky label, pull it off. If it's a wrapped label, pull it off. Nobody should know what it is.
Oh, there's no way for me to disguise what I'm
I can probably get the label off of this.
Duct tape if you need to. Or just make it a secret.
Yeah,
and
duct tape it.
And then in Columbus, we'll do some kind of a show where we drink shit.
Oh, yeah.
All right, yeah.
I've got a couple things in mind that are in my cellar that are hanging out. They might be good.
I'm still curious.
No lactose, if you don't mind.
Yeah, that's fine.
Oh well, shit. I was gonna bring. Oops, all lactose. Well, mess that one up. So, Marco, what do you have in your glass before I give you the last three notes that I have, and then we can wrap this up?
I have
almost 3 hours later.
Jesus Christ!
It's almost 9 o'clock. Yeah, I know. Yeah. Right.
Yeah, and Rachel's probably
this is a new one.
This is a new one.
Brand new.
This is the Hunter of the Heads.
Awesome.
From the Heads of Fat Brewery.
Our next content.
Where are they located at?
Trip needs to be to Cleveland.
Pittsburgh?
Cleveland.
Strongsville. Yeah. Yep.
That's where I was.
I used to work, one of the warehouses I used to have to visit up there, the Brew Kettle production facility was literally right across the street. Yeah. Oh, this is cool. All right, few more notes on this episode of Bruce Guy's Booze News. Should there be controversy over beer names? For example, things like EpiPen Ale, which was a peanut butter ale.
Mm-hmm.
Bean Flicker. I mean, there are any number of...
Those are two different categories.
Sure, different categories, but still, at the same point, they're still... joke names that are potentially offensive. So should people be offended, or should you just say, just get over it and just, if you don't like it, don't buy one. Don't,
no, there's,
you know what I mean? Like, how much weight do you put
into
that? Sure.
I think, if I can go first, is that okay?
Yeah.
I think that anybody should be allowed to make a beer name or whatever they want, but they have to be ready that some people will call you an asshole.
Sure.
And probably never buy your beer again if you make something that they don't agree with.
Sure, I would agree with that.
And I think that should be it.
Yeah.
I think that...
Know what you're putting out there, and that, like you said, some people might not... Which is fine. Not everyone has to like everything.
EpiPen Ale is funny.
Right, I'm like, oh, okay.
Bean Flicker is kind of right on the cusp for me.
It's I feel like there is a bit of a difference between a... And I don't know how to word this correctly. A, like, medical situation, like a joke at the expense of a medical situation versus a potentially sexist name versus a potentially racist
neither,
name versus a potentially, you know what I mean? Like,
neither
I feel
one
like
of those.
Yeah, but you're putting a hierarchy on your,
right.
You're putting qualifiers on the way that you would be, outplaced or, you know, you know,
right. Right. No, you're absolutely right. Like, is there...
the issue.
Sure, absolutely. Absolutely.
And I believe there's certainly a reason for qualifiers on all of it. I mean, you know, something can be very high on what you hold personal and would be way more offended than something else that you would say, you know what, I kind of, you know, I'm on the fence about this. I don't love it, but that's fine.
Yeah. I mean, some things that... the two of you might find offensive, I might be like, okay, that's fucking hilarious. Yeah. Or vice versa, something to where you're like, this is really funny. And I'm like, okay, I see the humor, but it's just not hitting that same level for me. Because again, everyone has their own...
You know,
does Bean Flicker offend you?
No. I giggle whenever I'm... I haven't seen it in forever. Kind of going back to it.
I'm offended by it.
Okay.
I don't... I take offense to it, actually. I don't...
Okay.
I don't. I don't think a reference in that way.
You think it's distasteful?
Yes,
I think that's. Okay. I think that's like it's not like that. That it's like it's hurting somebody.
No,
right? It's just.
No.
It's just distasteful.
Sure,
it's
right.
Distasteful.
Right.
Same way as like making like going back to earlier in the show like the blowjob joke. Like sometimes it's distasteful, but is it really like? Is it really wrong to make the joke? Is it sexist or something?
Yeah.
No.
Right. It's like, but, right.
The other thing I think about is, and so back a year ago, and thank you to the general manager out at Fig Leaf for wanting to continue the initiative for Pint Night for Autism Connections.
Absolutely.
I did that.
Yeah.
For those of you who don't know, I mean, I've referenced my son, Vincent, who... has autism, and you know he's just amazing.
He's been fantastic.
He's been part of the Cincinnati beer scene as long as I have. He's been with me to all the breweries I've been to, and so many people at the breweries that are involved with the breweries recognize Vincent.
Oh, yeah,
talk about Vincent. So that's really special and cool. And he wears his brewery attire very proudly, and loves to go to breweries. As a matter of fact, we had a discussion on this past Sunday about when to go to breweries and when can we go to breweries. But anyway, doing that, and then my point to get to is I in the past named a beer Puzzle Pieces because it was a... It was a an homage to somebody who we lost in the special needs community that my wife used to work with that really loved peanut butter and chocolate candies and also had special needs. Maybe I'm giving this brewery in question too much credit, but if they named a beer, what was it, EpiPen?
Ale or something
EpiPen
like that.
Ale. Maybe there's some sort of connection to needing an EpiPen, and
you don't know the full story behind the name.
You know, it was something like hey, why don't you name a beer after me? Or why don't you name a, you know, why don't you do something of that nature? And they just named a beer EpiPen Ale because it had peanut butter in it. And
sure.
Their child's allergic to peanut butter.
Sure.
It was meant to be non-offensive.
Right, right.
My point is that maybe it was meant to be non-offensive. And in
Intention.
A way, in a way, they thought it was, you know, sort of quirky.
Mm-hmm.
And sure, then sure. People just took it as a middle finger to anybody who can't have peanut butter.
Right.
When that wasn't the intention.
Right.
You know, and so that's what I don't know. And a lot of times that's what's lost is the intent.
Is
lost. Now, I can't speak to the intent of a beer named Bean Flicker, but I can say that it's off-putting. And
what about one named Panty Dropper? What's the
creamy
intent?
Kitty.
Yeah.
Well, I don't
what's
know.
What's the intent?
Right.
I don't know. I can't speak to that, but I don't know if somebody's significant other is like, hey, you know.
You remember that time?
Yeah. Hey.
Name a beer after me. Okay.
Penny dropper.
Well, right,
but that's
right.
But that brings but up again, a like you need to talk to people before you like start raising all kinds of hell. Like maybe
yeah, like,
there's a good story
the,
there. Maybe there
sure,
maybe there's
sure.
maybe there's
yeah,
something there.
Maybe there's if a you're, maybe there's a stripper salvation story out there. And
well,
some stripper was saved from being on the pole.
Maybe.
And so she's working in craft beer, or he, who knows, is working in craft beer now, and they wanted to put an homage to how they have moved on from the
sure,
past.
Right,
yeah, like,
right.
Just talk to people. Like, I get that people get upset about things, and it's not to take away from people's, like, feelings. I get it.
Mm.
But, like, when you get mad about something, talk about it. Like,
right,
hey,
sure,
this...
Sure.
Hey, buddy, this pissed me off. Like,
what's the story
what's
behind
going on here?
I'd like
and,
to advocate...
And sometimes there's a story, and sometimes there's not, and then
draw your conclusions
yeah.
from there. Yeah,
I'd like to advocate for us knowing why we're getting mad before we get mad. However, I was still off-put by the name Bean Flicker without knowing the intent.
New segment on the show, a stock market sure thing. So they tell you what to invest in. Please don't take your financial advice from us or Brett or Mike. I'm just going to say that because I don't want to get sued for something that we joke about because they were actually giving like stocks and like, you know, maybe wait a bit before you buy into this or buy into that. And it's like, just be aware.
Yeah.
I am not a financial professional in any sense of the word.
Oh, do not take it.
What does that mean? Financial professional.
God only knows. Only knows.
I professionally manage a lot of finances.
Yeah. And I'm not good at any of it.
We all do. We're all professional financial
people.
Do not
take advice from me.
Those are all the notes that I had on this episode. Does anyone else have anything before the sip count and the multiple choice question?
Jesus.
Marco, your favorite part.
No, let's go.
Let me look at my notes. Okay, we covered bean flicking.
Yeah.
Covered the club.
Yeah.
We covered, we got that.
Stocks.
Covered dongs. And, got it all.
Clitoris.
Yep, got it all.
All right.
Yep,
got about that.
Do you
what?
Want,
what's that?
Do you want the multiple choice question first or the sip count first?
Sip count.
Sip count, R.
I almost used the word anus on this show.
That would probably be the worst word we've ever said on this show.
Would never say that on the show.
No, never. Mike took 16 sips.
Okay.
Pretty good for him.
It's pretty good.
Brett took 29. Fantastic for him.
Good,
he also, that is a total of 45 sips.
That's pretty good.
Which is 90 ounces. And in this, 32-ish minute episode?
There we go.
Don't drink all of it. We got a cheers here in a sec.
Mm.
5.625 pints during this episode. That's a lot of drinking.
Pretty good.
That's a lot of drinking.
Mm. Yeah.
You're doing all right? Yeah?
37.
Cool. Okay. Get 38. Mm. While he's catching 40. Up with their sip count, Marco, I'm going to ask you
choice.
A multiple choice question.
Let's go.
What is a sign that wine is good? A, Mike can't pronounce its name. B, it comes from California. Or C, there's an animal on the label.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Having not listened yet, this is a good multiple
it's
choice.
It's a good one, yeah. Yeah. I do my best. I try.
Good.
Julia's a D.
Jesus.
Is it that? We hit that sweet spot, you know, that $14 to $20 price range, screw top, not screw top, dry red, you know, makes it go back in the, you know, in the cheeks and the taste buds.
It's never sounded like that for me.
Yeah.
Maybe you've never had good wine.
And Michael brings the D. Morgan. Just gets sloshed on it every night.
There we go. There we go. All good options. Watch this episode and find out which answer is accurate. Yeah, yeah.
It's my plans tonight.
He is ready. Hey, no. Was there anything else you guys wanted to talk about tonight before we wrap up this 97-hour episode? And, other than nipples and no.
I'm good.
I wanted to discuss pay equality for teachers, but we don't have enough time.
Nope. Yeah, so we really don't. That'll have to be next.
Talk about nipples too much. Yeah. Just ran out of time. Sorry. Sorry, teachers.
Sorry, guys. Next time. If you like what we did tonight in all of this chaotic glory, let us know. Like, review, share, subscribe, follow. Do all the things you know you're supposed to do. Go to truthbeerpod.com. That is where you can find links to absolutely everything. You can find our email address. Most importantly, you can find a link to how to become a Patreon subscriber, where you will get unedited episodes week after week. There are very rarely weeks that we don't cut anything out of the show.
Sorry about that.
You get you get all the dong jokes that we that I typically cut out of this. Only thing I remove are the silences, because we took some like 30-minute breaks this time. Yeah, you don't want to sit around for 30 minutes. This is 3 hours as we're recording. Patreon, it's a little shorter because silences are gone. It's a lot of fun.
It's also in honor of Marco. A little short.
It absolutely. A little short, yeah. It's fine. Just a little bit. We're going to go wrap this up. We're going to go outside and hold some beer cans up to the sky, see who gets struck by lightning first. Christine, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
When you're in town, we will see what we can do to get together. It's going to be fantastic. Be prepared for some Columbus content. Yeah. I have no idea what it's going to be, but good Lord.
Nipple party.
And good to see you, Bill from Arizona.
Bill from Arizona. Shout out to Bill. What are you guys going to be doing next Tuesday?
Let's do this. Let's do this. And
I'm going to
more than
recover
likely
from Columbus.
Sounds good to me. See you guys there. Cheers.